podcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 4, episode 12, episode number 147. We're almost at the big 150, guys. We're almost there.
Wow. Ooh,
crazy.
That is exciting.
I know. Actually, that is kind of crazy when you think about, like, you know, how many episodes we've recorded. And I think we're getting to the point where I don't even know if I could remember all of them. I probably could. What am I talking about? But
We passed that point a long time ago.
We passed that for me at like episode 30.
There's a lot of episodes in that first season that I think back, and I've said this like 100 times, but like when I think about how like mentally unhealthy I was at that point in my life, I'm like, huh, it's a no wonder that the show I think really kind of hit its stride in February of 2017, which is right about the time that I was starting the Zoloft. So
benefit for you, benefit for everybody.
Woo! Now, I think the episode that I can remember being like, I think that this show is like, I think that we have finally gotten comfortable with each other it was in the 30s. It was either So Complicated, which was when we kept asking, who knew that healthcare could be so complicated?
That was a good show.
And we made that into like everything. Yeah. And then that was either the week before that or the week after that was the Trudeau show where Amanda does the dating tips and I think that show was just, you know, I don't know. We kind of like really hit our stride. And I think that was about the time when people were writing in about like losing their virginity. And it was just really fun.
Good days. Good days.
Yeah. Ironically enough, my 30s is when I started feeling comfortable with myself as well.
So totally.
No correlation there, I think.
What?
Everything they say about the 30s is right.
Yeah.
Literally.
Whether it be age or episodes.
Yep.
That's true. Everything, including like the slower metabolism and feeling comfortable with yourself and not being able to drink as much because you just can't recover the same way.
Yeah. Yeah. All of it.
All of the things.
But also being totally okay with it.
Yeah, I am kind of okay with it, actually.
I'm mostly okay with it. I would say I'm totally okay with it.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
mostly
true.
Mostly okay with it.
I'm not okay with the slower metabolism.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of sucks. Yeah. Anyway, how is it going? Last week we had our Handmaid's Tale show. Amanda, you were on vacation. How was your trip?
It was great. I got back last night.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah, we landed at JFK at like midnight last night.
Oh my God, like I thought you'd been back for like days.
No, we just got back last night. So I took today off of work to unpack, put the suitcase away, like get organized, sleep in a little. I went for a run. Looked at the credit card statement and how much we spent and how I'm never going to be able to buy and do anything again for a while until we
don't let that get you down.
I am over exaggerating. It was absolutely fine and it was all super worth it. It was super fun. I was in Seattle and San Francisco and Sonoma and we covered a lot of ground, saw a lot of people. Yeah, it was a good trip. And I realized I haven't really posted anything about it.
Yeah.
And it was like this weird thing. Like I took plenty of pictures and like with every intention to post them. But every time I went to do it, I was sort of, there was something else I wanted to do instead. Like, I could like stay up and like visit with this person or I could read my book or
participate in real life.
Yeah. And it just, the longer it went on, the more I was like, oh, this is kind of cool that I'm having this experience. Yeah. Just for me and the people I'm with. And I ultimately still post a few pictures probably at some point this week. But and even today when I was going to do it, I was like, nope, still not ready.
You have posted some pictures though, and it did look like a really awesome trip.
Yeah. How was Seattle?
Yeah.
Seattle was cool. We got like 1.5 really nice, beautiful, sunny days. So that was really cool. And the nicest of the day, we got out of the city and we went for, we did some hiking. We did two two hikes, one in the morning that was like really steep and up a very tall mountain where we saw a hang glider, which was really freaking cool. Wow. Apparently, like this particular hike, which wait for it, it's called Poo Poo Point. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They've got like this big strip where like people do hang gliding. And when we were on our descent back down, there was like a dad, and I'm assuming it's his daughter. Like she had to have been maybe 9, like not terribly old. And she had like a little GoPro and they're like setting the whole thing up. And I'm like, oh my God, is she going to hang glide by herself? What is happening? But they like tandem hang glided. They like hooked the whole thing up. They like flipped up this big, huge, what are they called? Parachutes. I don't know. The hang glide thing. And they just like launched themselves off the side of the trail and just like sailed away. Like, bye. It was just like, and we ended up just standing there and watching them for like 10 minutes. It was absolutely incredible.
That is cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Seattle was really fun. It was mostly rainy. It's very hilly. Right. I didn't realize how hilly it was. The whole thing is kind of built on a slant, and there's a whole like underground city. Like the city is like raised up.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can visit that shit.
We did, and we visited it. Nice. It was really, really, really cool. And the tour sort of told the story about how essentially like the prostitutes of Seattle like ran shit.
Okay.
Because of like the ratio of men to women. Business was very lucrative for the women, I will say. And so when it came time to really build the city up, and they were having, because the whole city like burned down. And so the city was having a hard time finding capital to like rebuild it. And so they went to the prostitutes. And so the prostitutes like basically funded the city being able to rebuild itself.
Nice.
And I thought that was like kind of badass.
Yeah, totally.
That is really badass. There's got to be some kind of like Leonardo DiCaprio movie about that, right? I'm assuming.
Probably. And it's probably all male gazy and done it wrong. But there should be. There should be a female centric biopic about this era in Seattle's history. Ladies, putting it out in the world. Someone make that movie.
Somebody do it.
Yeah, no, then we went down to San Francisco for a bit. We stayed with some friends of friends. Got to meet up with an old roommate. We went out to Sonoma for 2 days, which was really cool. And I pretended like I knew stuff about wine. I still don't really, but I am inspired to know more now. I found it very interesting. Got to ride a cable car.
Nice.
Really? That's fun?
Yeah. Yeah. I thought they were down for renovations for most of the time we were there, but they started them back up on Monday before we left. So we were able to like get a quick ride in. I've never done that.
Did you sing the Frey song the whole time?
The Frasier song?
The Frey song.
What's the Frey song?
You know, and everyone knows I'm in over my head, over my head. Sorry, that was a mom joke. Hashtag mom joke.
No, I mean, I should have though.
Hashtag really good, joking in your 30s.
Instead, I went for the Rice-A-Roni.
Yes, another jingle. Another excellent, excellent throw.
Yeah. So yours was probably better and probably should have gone with that.
That's awesome. What was your favorite thing that you did?
Oh, gosh. I don't think I could pick one. Okay. I think we were just like on the move so much. That it's really hard to pick one favorite thing. I really liked Sonoma. I really would like to get back out there someday. We went to this like hole in the wall oyster bar on Monday morning in San Francisco. They like are so old school. They don't have a website. I don't even know if they have a phone. Like you just have to know that they're there and like show up. Like my friend's like, all right, you got to show up at like they open at 10:30.
Was it like an oyster speakeasy?
Huh?
Like an oyster speakeasy?
I guess. But it's like people were like lined up. We got there at like 10:20 in the morning. It was people were already lined up.
Oh, wow.
They got in line. They opened. And like thankfully we were like in the line that we got. Like it's just like one long counter. And thankfully we were in that first group. Because then by the time we left, the line was like even longer.
Wow.
Yeah, we had breakfast oysters.
Breakfast oysters?
Like you do.
And that really put you in the mood for the rest of the day, huh?
Right, totally. Yeah, we took the people that were letting us stay with them, like the first part of our San Francisco trip. They like took us out to a really nice, well, we ended up treating them. They took us out to this really nice restaurant that they like in the neighborhood. And like, we like chatted up the sommelier, which I've never like been to a restaurant and had the courage to like talk to the sommelier and like really get their opinions on things. And like, that felt really cool. And yeah, it was really good. A friend of mine from here in New York happened to randomly be in Seattle while we were there. And like, so like the one thing I posted, he was like, "Oh, are you in Seattle? I'm in Seattle. Do you want to meet up for a little bit?" So just like a lot of random
that
stuff
is
like
super
that.
Random.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it was really good. I'm pretty tired. I'm really glad I took today to, to change gears. We'll see how tomorrow back at work goes.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
At least it's already Wednesday.
It's already Wednesday. Exactly. I just got to get through 3 days and then I get a few more days off.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, so it'll be great. It'll be great.
That's how, when I went on my summer vacation, I left midweek and I came back midweek.
Yeah.
So like both of those weeks were short weeks and I was kind of like, yeah, you know, it's good.
Yeah. It's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Airfare is cheaper in the middle of the week.
Yeah. True.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a good way to do things.
You can like ease back into things, work for 3 days and then have a weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Good times.
All for it.
Cool. That's cool. I love Seattle and
I've never
the
been
West
and
Coast
I
in general.
I don't think I've ever been to any of the places that you went to, Amanda, and I'm really jealous and hope to get, I want to get to Seattle one day and Sonoma one day and San Francisco one day and I don't know.
Okay. So funny because like growing up in Montana, Seattle is the closest big city. And so.
Really?
Yeah. Like from Western Montana. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Distances are different. Montana really is kind of in the middle of nowhere. But like, so that's like.
And it is not where Dan is from as we.
It's not where Dan is from. No.
If you want to know what we're talking about, you can listen to the patron show. The patron's bonus show. Be a patron of $5 or more.
But yeah, so like just growing up, like Seattle was always, it's just like right there. And it just like, it seems so weird to me that people wouldn't have gone to Seattle yet before. But this is coming from me who I went to New York for the first time only a couple of years ago. So that's very
true.
Strange to most people.
Proximity, it's all relative.
Yeah.
It's all relevant.
Yeah.
Yeah, relative.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the Bay Area is great. I am really looking forward to going back and doing the southern part and making my way down to Monterey and Big Sur. That was like my one big regret that like
there's too much.
We slept in a different place like 4 nights in a row. Like that's how on the
yeah. Road.
Wow, that's crazy.
Every night
actually.
We were sleeping somewhere else. Yeah. And like it was a lot. It was worth it. But it wasn't a relaxing trip. Like I'm
tired. Yeah. But you saw a lot of things.
Oh, we saw
a lot of things. And ate a lot of oysters.
Ate a lot of food, saw a lot of people, saw a lot of sights. Yeah.
Cool.
It was great.
Awesome. Cool. Awesome. Shandy, what have you been up to for the last 2 weeks?
Well, I put a note in the outline to not forget about the nylons.
Oh.
I have two things. One of them involves nylon. Actually, three things, maybe. So I think I've complained about nylons on the show before. I know I've complained about them on Instagram on our account.
Okay.
They're just so, you know, you just break them all the time. Like, and you maybe get one use out of them. Maybe if you're lucky a couple, but like you're paying like, you know, the ones I buy are $7.50 and that's like cheap.
Right. Right.
Quote unquote.
Yeah. They're the worst. Why are we still wearing them?
Yes. Yes.
I see the value of them in the wintertime, but in the summer and the rest of the time, spring and fall, no.
Well, so anyway, I've had this in my mind for a while to be like, you know what, like, screw this. Like, there's no other garment that everyone would just universally accept that, like, oh, if it busts after one use, oh, well. No, like, anything else, you take that shit back.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know what? I'm going to start keeping my fucking receipts and taking that shit back. So sure enough, I got a pair of nylons I started putting them on, got a fucking run as I was putting them on. So I still had the box. I still had this, the receipt, because I had literally just bought them. And I was like, oh, fuck that.
Yeah, fuck you go, that. Girl.
Mm-hmm. Didn't even get a full wear out of them.
No.
I didn't even give it waste. Forget about it.
So I took them back. And like, I read the receipt. I read their return policy, hashtag returning shit. And I took them back. And the woman took them. And I exchanged it for a new pair. And she, like, didn't take my receipt or didn't, like, do anything with receipt. So I was just like, okay, I'll keep the receipt, whatever. And I have my new pair. And I go home. And I'm feeling really good about myself because I fucking returned my nylons.
Nice.
Nice. So then a couple days later, I go to wear this new pair of nylons. And I, like, you know, get them on. Everything's fine. I'm, like, going through my day. Halfway through my day, they fucking get a run. You know what? Yes, I did wear these for a couple of hours. But fuck that. Like, it should not be so shitty. This product should last longer. It's like, still had the box and I still had that same other receipt. So I took them back. I was prepared to, like, go into the store. And if it was the same woman, then I would have felt kind of weird. It was a different woman.
What store was it? Like, was it like?
But you know what? Fuck that.
Yeah. No.
So I go and she, no questions asked. She just returned them. Same thing. She, like, didn't do anything. Didn't even look at my receipt, really, beyond to say that I had one. So I still have the same receipt. And I think my philosophy going forward will be, per their return policy, I believe it was within 30 days. Mm-hmm. So however many times these fucking nylons break in 30 days, that's how many times I'm going to take them back. And then once I've reached the end of my 30-day period, I will say, okay, I spent $750 for 30 days of nylon usage. I will now buy a new one and start the process over. Because fuck that.
Wow.
I like it. Yes.
You stand up for yourself.
I support this wholeheartedly.
Thanks.
I love it.
It felt really good too. Like, it's like, yes. Yes. Fuck yeah.
At the very least, you should get more than a half a day wear out of them.
Seriously. Seriously. So, like, this is three pairs of nylons that were acquired within the span of less than a week. So that would have cost me like $22. That's fucking ridiculous.
Just out of curiosity, did you buy the same nylon each time?
First of all, I get them at Walgreens, so there's like one choice.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, because I'm doing an exchange, like, I got the same.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think that maybe you should try a different nylon?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably, but Walgreens is really close, and like, where else am I going to get?
Right.
These are the nylons that, like,
hey, no judgment.
This is the brand my mother, like, wore. This is the brand I've always seen around, like, brand recognition. This is just like the brand everyone wears.
Yeah. Yeah.
And literally at my Walgreens, there's no other choice.
Right. No judgment.
So.
Just
so yeah, felt really good. Took my nylons back. We'll see how many more uses I get out of the new one. That's thing one. Thing two, pants. I believe that I've complained on this podcast about pocket size in particular.
Desiree is right there with you.
Yeah. So I had to get some pants the other day. I have just like no pants, partially because I just like wear through them because the material is so shitty and it's so just like built to fall apart. So I finally go to get some pants and I try on some pants like in the women's section. The first thing I do every time is check the pockets. All the pockets suck. All the pockets across the board for women's pants totally suck. Found some that are like sort of cargo style-esque that still kind of look dressy. So they have big pockets and like are, so that was a nice, like, happy medium. But, like, the jeans, they're all terrible. So, leaving the store, I'm like, I should just go try on the dude's pants. Because, like, honestly, I was trying on just, like, Levi's, which is just, the size is just waist and length, waist and height. So, like, there's no reason that I can't just go, like, you know, the fit might be a little bit different, but I'm no longer into, like, super skinny jeans anyway. So, like, right? Might not hug me the same, but that might be okay.
Yeah. I mean, boyfriend cuts are in.
Right? So I go over and check out the men's pants. First of all, their pockets are huge. I mean, mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. insanely big. That's what she said. and I am convinced that the material, because the like denim that's not really denim anymore, it's like clothes are like made out of like plastic and petroleum. Oh, but itchy. but like literally clothes are made out of plastic. Mm. It's a thing. But anyway, the material, whatever it is, the faux denim, whatever, I'm convinced that it's like thicker on the men's pants. Anyway, so I find some, you know, in my size, and I'm like, well, so what do I do? The women's dressing room is like literally a floor above me. So I'll just go to the men's dressing room. Waltz into the men's changing room, try on some different pants. Find a pair that like fits, and it's like slightly big in the crotch because I don't have a penis, but like other than that, fits pretty nicely. I have these huge pockets. Like I like where it hangs on the waist. It's, I think it's supposed to not be high waisted, but on me it is. But it's, you know, I just find whatever.
It's fine.
Whatever works. Mm-hmm. And I bought the hell out of those jeans.
Awesome. I'm
very excited about having pockets.
That's great.
Yeah. So I think from now on, I will just shop in the men's section when it comes to pants.
You life hacked your pants.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be nice if women could just get, like, if they could start making pants with pockets and better quality and thicker fabric. But in the meantime, ladies, go to the men's section.
Yep.
That was thing two. Thing three is I started taking swimming lessons.
Oh.
Wow.
Yes. Very excited about this.
I didn't know you couldn't swim.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. It's not that I can't swim. It's that I can't swim correctly. Like, I throw me in a body of water, I'll be fine. But, like, ask me to swim laps from point A to point B, and it will just take me way longer than it should because I'll be flopping around and, you know. So, yeah. No, I, like, historically when I was a kid, I was terrified of water. And, like, I remember my mom, like, put us all into swimming lessons, but I was too scared of water at that point to like actually learn anything at the lessons. So I eventually learned how to swim afterwards, but then it's just like self-taught, you know, you're not doing it right, essentially. And so
you paddle.
Yeah. Right. So this has been on my mind for a really long time because I would just really like to go to the pool and be able to swim laps like as exercise.
Yeah.
And so
I love swimming laps.
Me too.
Oh, see? Okay, I'm going to join the club. But it's like, you know, taking adult swimming lessons is kind of, it's like, you know, a little bit, well, I was worried it'd be expensive. It's actually not that expensive. It's like a little bit embarrassing. It was not embarrassing. And so, I don't know. It's been in my mind for a long time. I've just never done it. Finally, I was just like, need to fucking sign up, paid for it, gotta go. And I had my first lesson yesterday, and my swimming instructor is really nice. There's like three of us in the adult swim class. And I feel like I've already learned a whole bunch.
Awesome.
Yay. Very excited.
Oh, this is great. Oh, I'm so happy. Yay. For you.
It's so great. It's a series of eight lessons, so I have seven more. Yay.
Taking control of life in the 30s.
Swimmer. Yes. Life in your 30s, finally figure out how to swim correctly. So it was always like, well, if I ever want to be on Survivor, I have to be a stronger swimmer.
So my problem with swimming is I can't dive because when I was younger and I took swimming lessons, I was too scared to do the dive. And I did like literally the one mandatory one that you had to do to like pass to the next level and never went back and did it again. Mm-hmm. So I can't dive. I can, you know, do the breaststroke fine. I'm not like, you know, a Michael Phelps or some star swimmer shit. But like, you know, I can get from point A to point B without flopping around. I used to swim all the time at my old job. So it's been like 8 years or whatever, because I used to work right next to where my gym was with the pool. So I do really want to get back into it. So when my office is moving, like my company is changing offices in December. So hopefully one of the things on my list for the new year is to find a swimming pool that's kind of near my new office so I can start swimming again too. Because I really liked doing it.
Yeah. It's just like such good full body workout, low impact exercise. And then you get to go in the sauna.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. The sauna was the best.
Swimming again.
Good times.
Very excited.
Cool. Well, yay, yeah. Shandy.
Yes, that's great. That's been my life.
Very good. I've been through 16 different lifetimes in the last 2 weeks. We saw Lizzo. So if you're a patron, the Patreon show will be out, I don't know, sometime before September 30th. It's probably not out by now. But we do talk about how it came about that I went to see Lizzo on that show. And it was a really great show. Like, the crowd was just so awesome. Like, it was just such a great experience. Like, everybody there just seemed to be having a blast, and it was all about like inclusion and like, you know, positivity, and it was just really awesome. Yeah, it was a really great show. Never put those videos on my blog, so that was my bad. Maybe I'll do that. It's on my list. But I did have a good excuse as to why I didn't put them on the blog. So we also talk about in the patron show my hernia, which, so I know I've mentioned it before. Back in March when I had the IUD that perforated, they also found that I had a hernia, which I always assumed was my lipoma, because I also have a couple of lipomas that we've also talked about. And one of them was always underneath my belly button. So when I had that after Alex was born, I just assumed that was the lipoma. And my OBGYN was like, no, that's a hernia. So our insurance plan, like my benefits, run through September 30th. So I've pretty much been like, I got to get everything done before September 30th because when I had the laparoscopic surgery back in March, I met my deductible and my out-of-pocket. So everything, you know, has been covered. And of course, I procrastinated and sat on doing like everything until the last couple of weeks in October. So in September. So I went for an appointment on Friday the 13th, and they were like, we just had a cancellation for Monday the 16th. Would you like to get it done then? And I was like, absolutely. Like, I definitely need to get taken care of. I have a crazy month for work in October. I know that I'm restricted. I can't like lift things over 15 pounds. And I have like, you know, restricted activities for 4 weeks. So, you know, at least I'll be 2.5 weeks in before like all my crazy shit starts for work. Let's get this done. This is like literally perfect best case scenario. So that's Friday. As I'm leaving work on Friday, I get a phone call from the insurance, from the people that do the insurance at the surgery center. And so, as everybody knows, Jay wasn't working for a few months, and he was fortunate enough that they like let him keep his Google insurance through the end of May. So from June 1st until his WeWork insurance kicked in on September 1st, we like the three of them were on my plan. So I have an individual plan for work. I added them like onto my plan, so it became a family plan, but my plan didn't change. And then on September 1st, they, you know, all went off on Jay's plan. And I got a phone call from the insurance people, and they were like, so it says that online that you have met your deductible and you're out of pocket, but it says here that you have a new plan that was effective September 1st, so you're going to owe that deductible and out of pocket again. And I was like, say what now? So I was really pissed. So they were like, again, it says online that you've met it, but it also says that your plan, like you have a plan that's only active September 1st through the 30th. And, you know, did you have a change in your plan that would have reset your benefits or something? And I was like, well, I did, but like my plan stayed the same. Like my insurance card stayed the same. My number stayed the same. You know, my benefits stayed the same. Like I just added people to it, which I paid for like an exorbitant amount to have them on my insurance. So anyway, long story short, I was trying to deal with that like the whole weekend. So I was just pissed because insurance in America is just so fucked up. Like if they ended up not charging me at the surgery center on Monday, and they said that I could take it up with Blue Cross if Blue Cross gave me a bill. And I was like, oh, don't you fucking worry. I will take it up with Blue Cross. Like, don't you worry. So anyway, we'll see what happens with that. The surgery was fine, but it was laparoscopic. Oh, they had to take out like one of my lipomas. I think it was like in the way. So I was like, well, that's cool. I got free lipo, everybody. but yeah, so I guess, you know, I didn't realize it, but like that squishy thing was my intestines.
Oh, gross. Oh, no. Oh, honey.
But before the squishy things, it was like fat. So he said that he had to remove or push back in.
You're in so much pain.
I know. Golf ball size of fat was like what he had to like get rid of or fix or something. I don't know. Whatever. So Monday was, you know, uncomfortable. Tuesday was uncomfortable, but I was sore. And I remember thinking, oh, my God, I don't have that back gas like I had last time. That like this is great. Well, Tuesday night and Wednesday, the back gas started, and it was not back gas. It was front gas, and it literally felt from Wednesday through Sunday, it fucking felt like I was in labor for days. It was horrible. I was dry heaving from it. Like, I thought that I was pretty tolerant to pain, but like that took me right back. Like, I felt like I was in labor, and it looked like I was 7 months pregnant at one point. Like, I went into work on Thursday for half a day and then on Friday, and my boss looked at me at one point and was like, oh my God, you are bloated. And she wasn't saying it to be mean, but she was like, you're not kidding. And I was like, I know, it really hurts. Like, I couldn't stand up straight. Whatever.
Was that a normal reaction? Did they fuck something up?
No, that was a normal reaction. But Zach was so sweet. He made me a picture that said, I love you every little... I love mommy every little bit, because that's what I say to him. It's Alex kept going on my tummy and going boo-boo and kissing it. So they were good. They were good for me. Zach has been just so helpful and so great.
That's nice.
But yeah, I made it. I made it through. I'm sorry to like take this on a downer.
And you're like out the other side now?
I'm pretty much on the other side. I had my checkup today because I was concerned. Oh, so once all the swelling came down, I had picked Alex up to put him in the high chair and take him out of the high chair and put him in the crib and take him out of the crib a couple of times on Saturday. And the swelling had started, like the bloating had started to come down at that point. And I felt there's like a hard lump underneath where the stitches are, my belly button. Mm. So then I was like, I was in a bad place mentally then, because I was like, oh my God, I think I, did I break myself again? Like I sat on the couch and didn't do anything on Saturday. I did minimal on Sunday. I was like freaking out because we're getting new insurance too, like a totally new plan on in October. And I've been very lucky that I've had, all things considered, I've had really great insurance plan in general. Like, and my new insurance is not as great. I'm like going back, like this culture shock to go back into what like the rest of America experiences, like the rest of lucky America experiences when they have insurance. So, you know, I'm like freaking out. I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do if I broke it. So anyways, apparently it's pooled blood and it's normal and it could take up to 6 months to go away.
How does it go away?
I don't know.
Dissipates on its own?
He said like recedes? Yeah, he said keep an eye on it for the next 4 to 6 months. If it's still there and it's still like hard in 6 months, you know, go back for a follow-up appointment. Apparently it's somewhat...
a long time to sit with that, though.
Apparently it's hard lump, because that was the only... like, I thought it was the hernia again, but the only thing that kind of... I wasn't like, it was that it didn't feel like it. Like, you know, like the texture was different. The hernia was squishy and this is hard lump. So anyway, he was like, it could be fat that he missed, like pushing back into the hernia that he might need to like got like sewed up on the outside or something, or it could be blood pulled in. I don't fucking know. So anyway, I don't know. For the next 4 to 6 months, I got to keep an eye on that. But I don't know. I can stand up straight. I think tomorrow I'm going for a walk at lunch because I feel like strong and like myself again. I'm like, you know, I'm not bloated or anymore or swollen. He had me like peel off. I kept the glue on. I was so proud of myself. Like, I've got 6 incisions and I didn't peel any of the glue off of any of them.
Nice. Well done.
I know. I was like, look, I'm in my 30s now. I don't pick at my wounds.
Oh, I'm still working on that one.
But today he was like, you could probably take that off like now in the shower. And I was like, okay.
So did you say so, Doc?
sure. So I peeled it off, one of them off in front of Zach before, and he was like grossed out. I was like, do you want to see it? He was like, you know, I think it's okay if I don't. And I was like, okay. It's just glue. It's not my skin. So, but anyway, yeah, my kids were great. There was a small incident in which they were beating each other up, and Zachary's fist accidentally ended up on the side of Alex's head. Oof. And everybody was crying for ice, and I couldn't get up off the couch. So I was like, okay, let me crawl over to the fridge and get you guys ice.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Good times.
That'll teach them.
That'll Seriously. Teach them. But anyway, I didn't have a whole lot of time to find like a middle section for this show. I put out a request on the Facebooks, and we did get one thing back, and it was a study reveals it takes 1.71 days to poop out a Lego. That's somewhat on brand for us.
Totally.
And you know what? I don't even really need to read the article because that is pretty much it. They did a study. That's how long it takes. So
I'm curious, though, as to how many people were in the study.
Yeah, seriously. Like, how many do you need to have, like, the appropriate so your results aren't skewed?
Six yeah. people volunteered to swallow the heads of Lego figurines.
How much were they compensated for that, I wonder?
Headless Legos?
But would you actually, like, would that then, would Legos then become triggering for you after that?
I don't know.
Would you be a little like, nah, I'm good?
Yeah, do you think it hurts to pass a Lego?
No, because they're little. They're itty bitty. Have you ever, like, the little Lego heads? Oh, I'm sure if you're passing like a freaking like the brick ones, the bigger ones. You know what I mean?
If you're shitting a brick,
if you're literally shitting a brick,
you're literally shitting a Lego brick.
How do I know?
The Duplos, the big ones, those probably hurt like hell. But
I don't even think you could swallow that.
Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised what people could swallow.
That sounds terrible. I think you would choke before it got. Mm-hmm.
That's yeah. true. A child would definitely not be okay with swallowing that. But it says participants were asked to swallow a decapitated Lego head and asked to examine their own poop to determine how long the Lego took to pass through them.
So what's the worst part of that?
The test.
And how do you examine your own poop? Do you like go about it like a cat for a couple of days and like poop into something that's not, you know, water?
I think you just
where it's gonna fish, like
I haven't.
It
out.
You get on. Like a net.
I haven't gone that far, but the article does say that the score of the test. So they had to ingest the Lego head. The score of the test. The primary outcome was called the found and retrieve time, aka your fart score. Anyway, 1.71 days. There was some
I think
evidence.
That's actually the time it takes to pass anything, like your average, like food.
I don't know. Some people can pass things real quick. Do you know that green poop is when it doesn't go through your intestines? Like it just goes right through your intestines, like it doesn't stay Ooh. There.
That's no. mostly like babies, though, right?
Right.
I'm and trying to find there's this book that I read.
What book did you have, Shandy?
I'm trying to remember what it's called, but it's essentially about the
Have you told us about this
digestive
book?
System? Yeah, probably. It is very on brand as well.
That is
oh,
on
gut.
Brand.
Here it is.
Ah.
Ah, yes.
Never did finish it. It's like I got about halfway through. The pages are very nice. Maybe I'll get back into this. I finished the book that was recommended by Matt.
Wait, The Magic for Liars?
Uh-huh.
I meant to finish it last week, and then I literally just laid there for 5 days.
Yeah.
Oh, you were, yeah. You were busy.
I wasn't, though.
Yeah. But yeah, it's called Gut by Julia Enders.
Ah, yes.
Cool.
With illustrations by her sister, Jill Enders.
I will link to this in the show notes. Did you like Magic for Liars? Was it good?
It was fun.
Okay.
It was fun. It wasn't like the book of my life or the year, but it was a fun read. What was I reading? I feel like I was reading something like way more serious before that, and then I read that, and then afterwards I read A Room of One's Own finally, which is also like really good, but like also like way more serious.
Right.
So that was definitely kind of like a fun, just like fun book to read, mystery, like a
little palate cleanser.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I will definitely finish it. I read it in the doctor's office today while I was waiting. I'll definitely finish it this week. I know I keep saying that.
I enjoyed the world.
Yeah.
That was created.
Yeah. Thank you, Bill, for the Lego article. Thank you, everybody, for sitting through Lego poop talk. I will link to that in the show notes. All right. Real quick before we move on, bonus. We'll do one question from the Questions About Me book. Okay. Hey, look, this one is, how do you feel about growing older? We've totally asked and answered this one. We've talked about this already. You know, earlier in the show.
Indeed.
35
yes.
thing? Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Okay. What celebrity's crib would you love to take a tour of? Mariah Carey's, because I have seen that episode of Cribs and it's fucking crazy. So I would love to do that.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
I just don't even know.
Yeah. I feel like me of like 8 years ago could have answered that without thinking. But I feel like me of today doesn't like care as much about celebrity style. So I wouldn't even know like who I think had a cool house.
That's fair.
Yeah. And I just don't really know like a ton of like famous people's names. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that question was not a
good question for me.
Let me revise my statement. I think if Michelle Williams did actually move into my neighborhood in Brooklyn like she was supposed to, I would then choose her because I love the houses in my neighborhood and I want to go see what they look like inside.
Ooh, question. Cool. Did you see her acceptance speech for the Emmys on Sunday?
No. Speaking of fabulous. Being out of touch with pop culture. I didn't even know the Emmys were on this weekend. We were sitting the last night we were in San Francisco. I got us a hotel at like this like super cute like old timey hotel in Union Square in San Francisco, and they had like little drink coupons. You got like when you checked in, they gave you like a 2-for-1 at like the hotel bar, and we're like, well, we're going to do that. So we're sitting there in the hotel bar, and they had the TV and the news on. They were like recapping the Emmys, and I was like, did that happen today? So missed the whole thing, and I usually love the Emmys.
I never know when anything is on, but when you can't do much except sit around in your bed and then on the couch. Yeah. Emmys was a great choice.
But anyway, to get back to your point, how was her acceptance speech?
It was amazing. She got up there and she thanked the studio that she worked with for saying yes to her for everything, for like if she needed more acting lessons and singing lessons, because she played Gwen Verdon in Fosse Verdon, and that's what she won for. And I'd then love she to see it. She thanked them for paying her equal to her male counterpart, and then made a statement out there like to future employers to, listen to your female leads and pay them equally, give them, because paying them equally gives them value. And when people feel value and feel their worth, they'll turn around and they'll put that into, the work product that they're doing. Mm-hmm. And she mentioned how women of color make 52 cents on the dollar for, their white male counterparts, and just urge, listen to women, let them, trust women, listen to them. And it was really great. It was a really great speech. It's 2 minutes long. I recommend going back. It's clips are out there all over the place. But yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. So I struck out with this. I've been striking out a lot lately.
Oh, I will say one celebrity thing that I know of is, not that I know of, but I also finished Broad City, which was another Matt recommendation, which was awesome. So maybe I could see one of their cribs.
Oh, yeah. They probably have very eclectic styles. It's probably very cool.
Yeah.
All right, then. I think good times. I need to watch that show.
It's really fucking good.
Okay.
Yeah, I really liked him.
I've watched a lot of good TV lately. Like Schitt's Creek, which I can't wait for the next season to be out on Netflix on October 10th.
So good.
Good Place, obviously. Superstore is back.
Superstore is back?
I think it comes back tomorrow. If it's not tomorrow or Thursday. Mm-hmm. It's this week. I'm pretty sure it's this week because I saw that on Instagram.
Okay.
Nice. Turns out, again, when you are looking for mindless shit to do, and you're laying in your bed in between trying to, like, not die and hope that you're not actually passing a baby without knowing it. at one point, I was like, no, they gave me lots of pregnancy tests before I did the anesthesia. I know I'm not, I don't know I was pregnant. This is definitely gas.
Oh, man.
I played a lot of games on my phone, and I felt terrible because I knew that I should be, like, reading or doing something intellectual, but, like, I just couldn't focus on anything. I needed mindless.
No, but we, like, feel like we are pushed to feel like we should always be doing something, but it's really important to sometimes not do anything.
I know. Yeah.
Especially when you're feeling really terrible.
Yeah. Your body's recovering.
Yeah.
From a surgical procedure.
I know. And you know, everyone kept saying, like, treat it seriously. And I went in there thinking it was going to be as easy a recovery as when they took the IUD out. But then, you know, they were just really reaching in and grabbing something. There was nothing, like, internally to heal.
Right.
So, like, I don't know. I mean, the soreness and the pain from, like, the stitches and the incisions were nothing and did not really hurt as much. It was that gas pain. Like, I was reduced to not my best self. And I'm kind of embarrassed because, like, I was, like, really whiny. And I whined on Facebook, and I hate whining on Facebook. Like, I hate doing that. Like, I was kind of, like, embarrassed that, like, I was such a complainer on Facebook all week, but whatever.
Yeah, when you don't feel well, no one is their best selves when they don't feel well.
That's
so
true.
And it's among friends. Like,
yeah.
That's true. And I have a lot of really great friends. So, good times. Anyway, let's get into some feedback, because I think that we have talked enough. I've talked plenty. You want to start with some feedback?
Let's do it.
All right. This is from Sherry. She said, travel tip that you won't find in a book. If you go to Nice, make sure you go out by the water's edge as the tide is going out. They don't have sand as you enter the water after the sandy beach there. It is full of stones. So as the tide goes out, the stones roll against each other and create the most phenomenal sound I've ever heard in my life. I wish I would have recorded it. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I would actually agree with that. When we were in Seattle, we went out to the beach, and it was all stones, and it was just the coolest sound.
Huh.
It's kind of like if a rain stick was something heavier than rice.
Cool.
Yeah, it's yes. Jerry, I agree. It's awesome.
Cool. Rose said, taught my second graders what a palindrome is today. Which we talked about. Yeah. That's awesome. Susan said, 7 pages of notes for a podcast. Colleen, are we related? Dan said, no psychics. # team science. # greatest broad Michael David. Get your team science team universe mug in the Jay and Jack store. It's still there, available for purchase. jayandjack.com/store. JP said, quick response, I would never try to sway someone's religious beliefs. The ones that got away was Born Again. And then he had some suggestions to Ro for name friendship names for the entire group per her email last week. He said, feel free to add and Dan to any of these group names. The resties of my besties. And Dan. The Zam buddies. And Dan. The Jack Pack and Dan. The Raleigh Padres and Dan. Gots Tots.
These are really solid choices.
You know, they're solid choices, but I have to say, I don't know if they really incorporate, like, broad stuff. It seems to me like
a broad option.
You know, ramble casty kind of things. Try again, JP. Try again later.
You know, that's what workshopping is, though. You got to get through, you know, a certain amount of ideas before you get to your really good ideas.
Exactly. Much like how I talk for 20 minutes and then edit out 10 of what I say to get to the really good stuff.
It's all good.
And then we bring it back for the bonus.
Exactly. And then at the second life is a bonus. So again, all good.
Mm-hmm. Randy said, just finished listening. I should have sent in my travel story. My friends and I got detained and arrested getting off a plane at a remote landing strip in northern Nigeria. Military guys with machine guns swooped in jeeps. It was my first time traveling outside the U.S.
Holy hell.
What? I want to know more about that.
I know.
Randy continues, I have so many travel stories. There was also the time the bush pilot had to buzz the gravel bar landing strip to chase the brown bears away so he could land and drop us off.
So we told Randy to write us in some of these stories, and we're still waiting, Randy.
Seriously? Yep. Yeah. I need to know more about this, because that's crazy.
Yeah.
Jessica said, I call this group my lost friends or losties because that's why I met them and went to North Carolina the first year. Cool.
Oh,
I know. Like
it. Don't tell anyone, but I still haven't seen Lost.
Well, there's 8,000 different retrospectives going on right now.
That's true. I never finished the series. I only watched the first couple seasons. So maybe we can do a watch together.
That would actually be kind of hilarious as an idea, as a podcast idea on the Jay and Jack Network. Two bros, 10 years later.
The Lovers podcast, question mark.
During the Lost days, there was a podcast called The Lost Initiative, and it was, they were like, so I would listen to the Lost podcast with Jay and Jack, and then the Dharmalars, and then the Lost Initiative. And Kim and Amy, these two awesome badass women, did the Lost Initiative. And so many things, like in my vernacular, I still sometimes say because Kim or Amy would have said them. Like, they had a great Lost podcast. I know that people out there listening right now also listen to the Lost Initiative. So, namaste, bitches. All right. Now it is time for Matt's What She Said. But seriously, going back to the Lost thing, that would be kind of fucking crazy if you guys did a Lost intro podcast.
Lost for beginners. Why 15 don't we, years late.
Why don't we just not and say that we did? All right, that's what she said. That's what she said. That's what she said.
Oh, dear.
All right. Put it on a t-shirt.
We're off to a good start. Lots of good energy, ladies.
Who usually gives us one, the obvious choice, and then a slightly left of center choice, which I always appreciate.
Here it is in three different colors.
They do seem to release them at not random times. They make perfect sense, but you're not expecting it.
I prefer when they all drop at once.
If my only option was to wait until the end, I don't know.
Not the big ones.
You would be so into it.
You should come next year.
I have crammed it into 2 weeks.
It wouldn't be right to do Monterey without Colleen.
I extra love when you end up reading one that applies to yourself. Like with your own name in it.
Agreed.
Okay. We're close, but not close enough to do both in one weekend.
We could go down during the week.
I'm a little afraid that I won't be able to fit everything.
You've done that before.
Girl, I get it.
It doesn't matter the length. We love them all the same.
We are happy that this is your first time in a long time.
Why would you put that out there?
Oh, I'm still going to eat that.
That one was mine.
I took a picture of it to prove that this happened.
I have no shame telling that story, which is why I did and kept it in. I know that was me, but I don't know what I was telling. It had to have been like a poop story, right?
Probably.
Okay.
Or a hernia story.
Yeah, also squish, possible.
Squish, squish, bitch. Squish, squish, bitch. Motherfucker.
Squish, squish, bitch.
Oh my God. Squish, squish, bitch. Bish. Episode title, possibly.
Squish, squish, bitch.
Squish, squish, bitch. Katy Perry style, right? Yep. Swish, swish, bish.
Bish.
That song is so dumb. Sorry. Okay, sorry.
All right. We are 9 minutes over our budgeted time.
Where are we? Oh, this is a good one. We've always used penis.
Oh, that's right. It's like, where did that come from? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
He really likes that bee.
We got some long times that we like to go back to. They're like old familiar. We're comfortable with them, and they know all the ways to please us correctly.
Mm. They're very nice. I enjoy mine a lot.
You have to order them in bulk.
I have heard
I should have gotten it to Amanda, who then could have flown it out and given it to Ed.
Still have it in my purse.
Three of us take turns with it.
Speaking of Ed, it is Ed the Creepy Mailman's birthday today. So happy birthday, Ed.
Hey.
Ed?
Yeah.
As in today, or the day this is coming out?
Today.
Today.
Like recording today. This day.
So happy belated.
Yes.
Yeah.
Woohoo. All right. Thanks, Matt. That was a good haul. We appreciate it, as always. Next up, I guess we'll go to Butter Shemales, and we will kick it off with a voicemail from Maggie. And this is titled A Podcast and a Movie Recommendation.
Hey, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. This is Maggie. How are you? Calling to say I really missed you guys when you were gone. I know you do need vacations, and vacations are good. I had a great summer vacation myself, but missed you for the month of August when you guys were mostly gone. There were a few episodes which were great. I was calling with a podcast and a movie recommendation. Podcast recommendation is 1619. It's from the New York Times magazine. So I don't know if you guys heard in kind of in August, but it was just the 400th anniversary of slavery starting in the United States. And so they're doing New York Times Magazine did a whole like issue about it, which I got. I went and hunted down the New York Times to get it. I haven't read it yet, but I plan to. And now there's a podcast, and the podcast is very interesting. I've only listened to the first one, but it's very interesting, and it's gonna kind of seems to be about race relations in this country. And I thought you guys would enjoy that. The description kind of the podcast says, in August of 1619, a ship carrying more than 20 enslaved Africans arrived in the colony of Virginia. America was not America yet, but this was the moment it began. No aspect of the country that would be formed here has been untouched by the 250 years of slavery that follows. On the 400th anniversary of this fateful moment, it's time to tell the story. So it's really good. There are only 3 episodes so far, and I really like it. So yeah, check that one out, 1619. And the movie is To All the Boys I Loved Before.
Oh, I keep hearing good things
about
this.
Before All the Boys I Loved Before? Now I'm like, changed. Yeah, I think To All the Boys I Loved Before. So it's a teenage girl who writes love letters to her, to all the boys I've loved before. Looking that up real quick. Writes love letters to her crushes, and with no intention of mailing them, and they get mailed. Oh, no. So it's a really cute story. I really liked the main characters. I really liked her sisters. Kind of being raised by a single dad. It's based on a book written by a woman. The screenplay and the director are women. I love the main girl, Laura Jean. She is super cute and does a really good job. And it's a really good movie. I think you guys, it's right up the Broad's alley. So yes, so those are my two. So To All the Boys I've Loved Before and 1619. Thanks, ladies. I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So this is going to be probably a first. I have already participated, seen, listened to both of those things.
Well.
Okay. Yeah. So I read the 1619 article when it came out. It's a series of essays, but it's incredibly powerful. I know Mike had told me to check out the podcast. I have it subscribed, but I haven't listened to it yet. Shani, perhaps you can speak more about it.
It's really good. I listen to The Daily, and they've been playing it on that feed too, which is how I first heard about it. And so far, I think 4 episodes have come out, and there's one more that's coming out soon. And I think that's it. It's really fucking good, though. I highly recommend it to everyone. The latest one has to do with the medical world and the history of, like, insurance. And yeah, it was really interesting. But yeah, for anyone, I was going to say for anyone who's into history, not like everyone, like this is history that you need to know. And it's really good. And it's really well done. And to all the boys I've loved before, I actually watched like one night just randomly on Netflix. And it's really cute. And one of the other things that I like about it is that the main character is Asian American, but it's mm-hmm. not a story about her being Asian American. It's just a story about her being a teenager.
Yep.
And it's super cute. And yeah, it's been
on movie. My list. I finally saw Always Be My Maybe.
Oh, did you like it?
I loved it. I want to rewatch it. I mean, I saw it a couple of months ago, but like, I thought it was awesome. Keanu Reeves is amazing in it. I totally
that's
recommend.
A sentence I never thought I'd hear.
Yeah,
right. I didn't realize he was in it.
Oh, he is in it, and he steals the show. Everybody in it. Ali Wong is awesome. Like everybody in it is like really great. I totally recommend checking it out. It's a really fun movie. It's a rom-com, but like it's hysterical. And it's feel good at the end. So I totally recommend checking it out. It's awesome. Always Be My Maybe. And I will check out to All the Boys I've Loved Before. But I have to check out Fleabag too, since it won like every freaking Emmy possible. So
yeah, that was exciting to see. Although I'm bummed I feel like it kind of canceled out Russian Doll.
It canceled out Russian Doll. It canceled out. It won over a lot of things.
But I also think like Russian Doll is one of those weird shows that like it's not really a comedy. It's not really a drama. Like it's one of those shows that's kind of like lives outside of categories and those type of shows.
Yeah, never. They struggle
for their place because they're too like genre busting.
Yeah, agreed. Thank you, Maggie and Shandy. Our next thing is an email from Dennis.
All right. Our good friend Dennis writes in, interesting interview Preet had for 9/11. Hi, Colleen, Amanda, and Shandy. I listened to a very interesting interview former U.S. attorney Preet Bharara had with retired Captain Brenda Berkman of the New York City Fire Department recently on his podcast, Stay Tuned. I think you all would enjoy it, as well as your listeners. Captain Berkman was the first female firefighter in the FDNY after a lengthy lawsuit. Her perseverance as she trained for the test she had to pass, tests they kept changing so they would not have to hire females, the abuse she took during training, the abuse she faced after being hired, and the abuse she endured up until the day she retired makes for a sad but an inspirational story. Hope you enjoy it, Dennis. And he gave us a link to listen to it.
Yes, I will post that link in the show notes.
It sounds interesting. I have gotten a few promos for that podcast because I listened to a few other things and like WNYC. And it always sounds really interesting. So maybe this will be the thing that gets me to actually get in the door and finally check it out.
Yeah.
So thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, Dennis.
Cool.
Yeah. And then we'll finish up the show with an email from Andy.
All right. So Andy writes in, hey, broads, happy fall. This tends to be my favorite time of the year, mostly the early part of fall with the cooler temperatures, foliage, and a lot of fall festivals. Yeah, the second half can be a little bit more depressing, but I like a season that doesn't have the pressure to succeed like summer does. Mm. A season that never lives up to the hype. That's fair. I love fall, too. Anyway, it has been a while since you last had an update. Hope everything is going well and that Amanda had a good vacation.
Oh, so,
and it sounds like she did.
Did.
So let's check and see how the online dating is going. It has been quiet.
Sorry, we don't laugh at your situation, Andy. We laugh that you sent in a sound effect.
Yep.
Yes.
Gotta love that sense of humor, man.
Oh, I know. I'm like, that could almost be an ASMR video. One of the problems I've been facing is that there are still a lot of profiles up from the last time I was online 2 years ago. Certainly no judgment from me since I'm in the same boat, but it's discouraging to see most of my options are women who weren't interested the first time. Since my last email, Facebook dating went live, and it is somehow even worse than the other sites. Facebook dating?
Oh, yeah. That's right. We talked about this.
That sounds
right. We did. Yeah. Ooh. Of course, I'd like to hear what other listeners' experiences have been, but this feature just sucks. It looks like a dating site from a decade ago. Well, you know, Facebook. For a site that mines unfathomable amounts of data, you'd think they would be able to use it better for this purpose, or maybe not throw something together so half-assed.
This is true. It's a very good point.
All good points.
Well, we'll see how it goes. I got rid of the queen mattress, which I've slept on for a long time and had seen better days. So far, the new bed is fine. I definitely like the additional space I have. Good. Everything else is pretty quiet. Things with Alice more or less died out. On her birthday, I sent her a message, but it didn't restart the conversation we were having. Oh, well. I'm sure we'll still be friendly when we see each other at mutual friends' events. Of course, there's always hope things will change. Stephen Miller managed to get a girlfriend, and I'm fairly sure he sleeps in a vat filled with the blood of the innocent.
He definitely does.
Truth.
Hashtag I'm with hers, Andy.
And I hear that Stephen Miller's girlfriend is mother approved.
Oh, that's God. Good.
Because it's Mike Pence's assistant or whatever.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Literally, God. Mother with a capital M.
Oh, yes, yes. The mother. The mother.
Oh, and his girlfriend just got a job as Mike Pence's press secretary.
That's, oh. Yeah, that's what I just, I said assistant or something, yeah.
Oh, sorry, I totally misheard what you said.
Yeah, she's mother approved. Or he's...
Kid tested.
Either that or Stephen Miller is the chaperone that has to be whenever she's in the same room with Mike Pence.
That's also entirely possible.
Oh, man.
Anyway. All right, guys. So we got through that show pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Here, here.
Here, here. Here we are. Does anybody have anything else before we wrap this up? Don't. All right. Well, check
glad
out.
Glad to be back.
Glad to be back. We will be back again next week. I think we might have to be live for the patrons possibly next week. I don't know. I'll figure it out. Speaking of patrons, though, thank you to the people who are already patrons. If you would like to become a patron, you can go to patreon.com/JayandJack. You can go to jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link up in the top. We actually got two new patrons on Sunday.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. So welcome, Melissa and Buzzer in My Pants, a.k.a. John. Welcome, guys.
Oh, cool.
Thank you and welcome, John and Melissa.
Welcome.
Yeah. Again, patreon.com/JayandJack. If you are a patron that subscribes at the $5 or more level, you have access to the special bonus shows that everyone on the network does every month. We just did or are about to release our September 2019 bonus show. So it's bonus clips from episodes that we've done. It was August and September's episode. So we took some bonus clips out of that. We had 10 of them, actually. So check those out. If you are a patron at that level, we're going to be live in the upcoming weeks for the patrons at the Hangout level, which is $15 or more. And you get the live shows, which have a lot of the clips from the first four clips from our bonus show come from that patron show. Our last one, the one that we had at the end of July was pretty epic. It was like 2.5 hours long of just hanging out. And it was the the French Kiss episode. So anyway, thanks again, guys, who are patrons. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Happy birthday again to Ed the Creepy Mailman. Speaking of Ed, thank you to the patrons that contribute at a certain level, and that would be Ed the Creepy Mailman, Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner, Drake the Distributor, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, and did I forget somebody?
Drake? No, you said
I did them out of order because I usually do edit the end.
But I think that was everybody.
I think it was everybody. I'm real sorry that I'm an asshole, guys, if I left you out next week.
You'll get mentioned twice in next week's episode to make up for it.
Yeah, it's late. No, I'm just dumb. I got this.
You
Amazon
do.
Affiliate
I believe in
link.
You.
Shop through our Amazon affiliates link. That'd be jandjack.com/Amazon, all lowercase letters. We will see you next week. I will check out the 1619 podcast. Check out the other stuff that I said I would link to in the show notes. Go eat some breakfast oysters and
yeah.
Have a great day. Ooh, Gabby's saying goodbye.
Fiona, yeah.
Fiona's saying goodbye. All right. On that note, everybody, it was a pleasure hanging out. Shorter episode this week. We'll see you next week. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And that's Fifi. Peace out, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Check out Survivor JJC is back. Bye.
Ooh.
All right. Bye.